12 p.m. on this Thursday, April 25th. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on 1260 a.m. and 105.7 FM and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's time for our noontime news, brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Good afternoon, Bo Melby here. It's again time for our noontime news. We'll kick things off with a look at our world and national headlines on this Thursday afternoon now. Top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press the Islamic militant group is willing to agree to a five-year truce with Israel and that it will lay down its weapons and convert into a political party if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. Khalil al-Hayya made the comments Wednesday amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel would consider such a scenario. Israel has vowed to crush Hamas following the deadly October 7th attacks that triggered the war in Gaza, and its current government adamantly opposes a two-state solution to the conflict with the Palestinians. A foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declined to comment on al-Hayya's remarks. Ariel Henry has resigned as Prime Minister of Haiti, paving the way for a new government to take power. The country has been wrecked by gang violence that killed or injured more than 2,500 people from January to March. Henry presented his resignation in a letter signed in Los Angeles dated April 24th and released on Thursday by his office on the same day a council tasked with choosing a new prime minister and cabinet for Haiti was sworn in. Henry's cabinet, meanwhile, chose economy and finance minister Michael Patrick Boisvert as the interim prime minister. It was not immediately clear when the transitional council would select its own interim prime minister. A reluctant Donald Trump is back in a New York City courtroom as his hush money trial resumes in New York with testimony from a longtime tabloid publisher. New York Judge Juan Merchan is also weighing whether to hold Trump in contempt and fine him for what prosecutors say were 10 different violations of a gag order that barred the GOP leader from making public statements about the witnesses, jurors, and others connected to the case. Prosecutors on Thursday brought up fresh examples of where they believe Trump violated the order. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Administrator Michael Regan, says new rules that would force power plants fueled by coal or natural gas to capture smokestack emissions or shut down are targeting pollution that's pushing our planet to the brink. The new limits unveiled Thursday on greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel-powered electric plants are the Biden administration's most ambitious effort yet to roll back planet-warming pollution from the power sector. The rules are a key part of President Joe Biden's pledge to eliminate carbon pollution from the electricity sector by 2035 and economy-wide by 2050. The National Mining Association claims the EPA is dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction and ordered a new trial. The Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that the judge at the disgraced movie mogul's landmark #MeToo trial prejudiced him with improper rulings, including by letting women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. The 72-year-old Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He'll remain in prison because a 2022 conviction in a Los Angeles rape case resulted in a 6-year prison term. Weinstein's lawyer called the reversal a tremendous victory. A dissenting judge called it part of a disturbing trend of reversals in cases involving sexual violence. And arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court have ended after more than 2.5 hours in Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. The arguments had been scheduled to last for an hour Thursday, but ran more than double the allotted time. The immunity case delved deep into the nuances and immunity and key questions of when the high court might rule remain unclear. The court usually releases its opinions by the end of June, and the timing of the ruling could be as important as the outcome. And that's been a look at your world and national headlines on this Thursday afternoon. We'll be back and take a look at our current conditions after this from Grand Cities Monument.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, taking a look outside the downtown studio right now, 68 degrees. That's looking pretty nice, but it's honestly mostly cloudy right now, and it's breezy out there. We have winds out of the south at 24 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. So I'm not kidding when I say it's breezy out there. Our humidity is at 42% as that continues to drop into the afternoon now. And our barometric pressure drops as a low-pressure system moves in. Our barometric pressure is at 29.92 inches. And again, mostly cloudy right now. We're looking for a high near 73 degrees for today, so we're going to warm up a little bit more. But again, it's going to be breezy all day long with the south winds. 25 to 30 miles per hour could gust near 40 miles per hour. So what would be a perfect day if it wasn't for that wind. Headed our way here, and chances of rain late tonight, but mainly into tomorrow night and Saturday. We'll talk about that in detail here in just a little bit when we get to our full weather forecast. For right now, we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with our state headlines after we hear from some of our great sponsors of the Noontime News, First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at our state headlines on this Thursday, new data from the Minnesota Department of Health, or MDH, shows a 3% dip in the number of sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, in Minnesota. The total number of reported STI cases dropped from 32,072 in 2022 to 31,232 in 2023. During the same period, there was a 24% increase in new HIV diagnoses and a 44% increase in congenital syphilis, the highest level in at least 40 years. Chlamydia remained the most reported STI, but decreased by 1.6%, and gonorrhea remained the second, declining by 5.5%. The Minnesota BCA has identified the people involved in a use of force incident in Montrose last Monday that hospitalized 38-year-old Matthew Lyric. Seven Wright County Sheriff's deputies used force, one of which was working in an undercover capacity, so their identity will not be released. Deputy Matthew Blitz used less than lethal force. Deputy Heath Gilliam deployed his taser. Deputy William Kenyon deployed his taser. Deputy Andrew Lundeen fired his department rifle. Jeff McMackins used less than lethal force. And Jason Altmans used less than lethal force. Officials say the deputies were looking to arrest Lyric for multiple felony warrants when they found him around 1 p.m. April 15th at a Dollar General store. Lyric pulled out a handgun and was subsequently shot. Lyric remains hospitalized at HCMC in stable condition. The BCA is currently investigating the case. Authorities in Crow Wing County are investigating a deadly UTV crash near Garrison. The sheriff's office says the four-wheeler crashed around 7:45 Wednesday night in Roosevelt Township. Deputies say the 67-year-old man riding the UTV died at the scene. The victim hasn't been identified. Spring allergy season is here earlier than expected, thanks partially to a rapid spring green-up. Dr. Neil Goodsay, says traditional allergy sprays and nasal tabs are good long-term solutions, but be cautious using nasal decongestants. He says things like Sudafed, Afrin, and Sinex are all brand names of the drugs. Those are the ones I advise people to be very careful about using them over the long term. Godsay says you can build up an addiction to decongestants if used long term. He adds if over-the-counter medicines don't curb allergies, you should consult an ENT. And a $3.1 million winning Lotto America ticket has been sold at Cub Foods in Coon Rapids for last night's drawing. The cash option is worth an estimated $1.43 million. This comes after a Minnesota player claimed a $3.73 million Lotto America jackpot last month, purchased at Cub Foods in Roseville for the March 4th drawing. The winner has 1 year from the drawing date to claim the prize and 60 days from the date they claim the prize to elect either an annuity or the cash option. And I'm still here at KROX, so it wasn't me. Anyway, we'll go ahead and take another quick break. We'll come back with our sports right after this from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our sports. Well, starting with yesterday's action, a game you heard here on KROX Radio, the Minnesota Twins got another win over the Chicago White Sox by a score of 6-3. And college baseball, University of Minnesota Crookston, they travel down to St. Cloud, take on the Huskies of St. Cloud State for a doubleheader. In game one, St. Cloud State won 4-3. UMC would bounce back to split the doubleheader, winning the second game by a score of 13-10. College softball yesterday, UMC traveled over to Grand Forks, take on the University of North Dakota, and UND would defeat UMC by a score of 3-0. And that was it from yesterday. It was Wednesday, after all, so no varsity sports were played. Today's a different story. We're going to have Twins baseball on the radio for you this afternoon. Twins hosting the Chicago White Sox. They just got going, actually, just about 3 minutes ago. First pitch was at 12:10. We'll join that one in progress at 1 o'clock here on KROX Radio. And then we'll have high school softball on the radio for you later tonight, or late afternoon, I guess you could say, early evening. At Twin Valley, Crookston will travel to take on Norman County East, Johan Hitterdal. Varsity will play at 5 o'clock, so we'll be on at 4:30 with the Riverview Health pregame show. JV plays at 4, the junior high plays at 5:30. Crookston boys golf, they're over in Grand Forks at the Grafton, North Dakota meet at King's Walk. That got started at 10 a.m. High school baseball, Crookston will be hosting Fauston in a game that was postponed from, I believe, last week, maybe in the week before. Either way, Crookston hosting Fauston in high school baseball at Jim Carn Field at 4:30 today. JV plays at 6:15. Junior high baseball, Crookston will host Roseau for a doubleheader at Simon Field at 4 o'clock. Crookston boys tennis, it's going to be tough to play tennis with this wind, but they're playing at 2 o'clock. They're going to host Thief River Falls. College softball, University of Minnesota Crookston will host Minnesota State Moorhead at 2 p.m. today for a doubleheader. Game two to follow shortly after. And junior high boys and girls track, Crookston will be at the Bagley Invitational at 4 p.m. today. So once again on the radio for you this afternoon, Twins baseball, they wrap up their four-game series hosting the Chicago White Sox. They go for the sweep. They got going just a few minutes ago at 12:10. We'll join that one in progress at 1 o'clock after our Red River Farm Network Agriculture Today program that runs from 12:30 to just before 1 p.m. And then later on, we'll have Crookston High School Softball. They're going to take on Norman County East, Johan Hitterdal at Twin Valley. Again, 4:30, the Riverview Health pregame show, 5 o'clock, First pitch here on KROX. Other sporting news. Well, Minnesota Timberwolves forward Naz Reid is being recognized as the NBA's best reserve for the 2023-24 season. The fifth-year pro was named the NBA Sixth Man of the Year after averaging 13.5 points per game and 5.2 assists per game this season. He shot a career-high 41.4% from three-point range, helping Minnesota to a third-place finish in the Western Conference at 56-26. Sacramento Kings guard Malik Monk finished second in the voting. Per the NBA communications, the 10-point difference that between Reed and Monk was the smallest margin in the history of the current voting format, which started in the 2002-2003 season. Minnesota could have other award winners as the postseason award season continues. Center Rudy Gobert is one of the three finalists for the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, while Coach Chris Finch is the finalist for the NBA Coach of the Year. The 2024 NFL Draft is finally here. Round one kicks off tonight as Detroit is the host city. The Vikings front office will be at the team headquarters in Eagan. Minnesota currently has two first-round picks after making a trade with Houston earlier in the offseason. Minnesota's first pick is at 11 and the second pick comes at 23, although recent draft rumors have connected the Vikings to a potential trade up to potentially a quarterback. The Purple have reportedly placed calls to teams picking at 3, 4, and 5. That would be the Patriots at 3, the Cardinals at 4, and the Chargers at 5. And they have interest in North Carolina's Drake May, as well as Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, among others. And the Minnesota hockey community is mourning the loss of longtime North Stars play-by-play voice Al Shaver. His family says Shaver died after a brief illness at the age of 96 in Vancouver Island. Shaver called North Stars games from the inaugural season in 1967 until the team moved to Dallas in 1993. He also did Gopher men's hockey games for three seasons before retiring. Shaver was known as the voice of hockey in the state. His son Wally is now the radio play-by-play voice for the University of Minnesota hockey team, while his grandson Jason calls games for the AHL Chicago Wolves. That's a look at your sports. We're going to go ahead and take another break here as we continue off the noontime news. We'll hear from Riverview Health and Hugo's and come back with our local news and the weather.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
For quick, easy meals, stop by the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Golden Plump Rotisserie Chickens, $8.99 this week. Hugo's Own Mustard Potato Salad is $5.49 a pound. Hugo's Own Jalapeno or Regular Olive Cheese Spread, $8.99 a pound. You can find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shopgohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at our local news on this Thursday, Crookston High School held its annual basic self-defense class for girls that are seniors at CHS on Wednesday night in the CHS Wrestling Room. This program has been sponsored by CHS Leo Club advisor Linda Morgan and instructed by Crookston School District SRO Don Rascott, have provided this event for senior girls for over 11 years. Morgan explained how the course began in Crookston.
But I just kind of did some checking out and stuff like that. And I just wanted to do something for the senior girls because this is my 13th year here and just like just something special for the senior girls. And I've done that every year. Probably the only year I didn't get to do it is the 2020.
This year's participants saw 13 CHS senior girls looking for advice and tips on how to defend themselves while being attacked physically and verbally. Many of these girls will be heading off to college campuses or larger populated areas where they may be susceptible to violent encounters. Crookston School Resource SRO Don Rascott explains.
Said that she was concerned for senior girls that when they leave this school, they've been pretty much coddled in Crookston. Some of them are going into the cities. Some of them are going to be going to college. And she was concerned for the safety. The content we go over is mature content.
The class that took place consisted of basic principles in proactively protecting oneself as a female student attending high school or college. The girls sat in on discussions regarding situational awareness and potential hazards found in any community. Rascott explains how the course is taught each year.
I hit them with some real world statistics. I hit them with some, I do a 45 minute lecture prior to going hands on. So I prepare them with my lecture and what I've learned through the years as a police officer and the victims that I've seen and how to survive an attack. We do show very basic moves, but they're very usable, learnable, and they may save a life.
Rascott went on to explain that this program has trained hundreds of crooks and seniors and which have given positive feedback and even thanked Don Rascott and Linda Morgan for their efforts. The girls were introduced to hands-on techniques for self-defense, and most of these techniques were shown from judo. Rascott tells us more.
We teach defense. We want escape. We want to teach the girls how to escape. There are moves that we teach that once you perform them, you can go on the offense and you can control your attacker. We do not want that. We want our students to be able to get away and call for help, run for help, scream for help, attract attention. So everything we teach is completely defensive.
Rascott and Morgan encourage future senior girls to consider taking this course because of the valuable and potential life-saving information that is offered. To see pictures from the class, you can visit our website, KROXAM.com. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is pleased to announce that Randy Larson of Gatsky is the Northwest Minnesota Artist of the Year for Music. This award was presented on Sunday, April 21st at the Kitson County History Museum in Lake Bronson. Larson is a talented musician who sings and plays bass guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and lead guitar. Randy was 17 when his high school quartet created the Back Behind the Barn Boys. The Barn Boys, their abridged title, started out as a vocal group playing county fairs and contests. After a year, the band added drums, piano, guitar, and played at weddings, clubs, fairs, country music festivals, and dance floors. Then, the Barn Boys hit the road full-time, touring 23 states and 3 provinces. With 1 45 record, 2 albums, and a CD, Randy and the band played with or fronted many national acts, including Alabama, Gatlin Brothers, Sawyer Brown, Diamond Rio, Charlie Daniels, Kentucky Headhunters, Restless Heart, Reba McEntire, Southern Pacific, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Marshall Tucker, and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. In the 1990s, Randy and the band represented Minnesota when they performed at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, and won the Star Search Wrangler Jean competition. The song Come On Sunday Morning, written by the Barn Boys, reached number 88 on the Billboard, number 68 on the Cashbox, and number 2 on the National Indie Charts, and stayed on the chart for 8 weeks. The band sang the national anthem at a Twins game and through the years played at Wii Fest in Detroit Lakes many times. Randy has also played with the bands Equinox, Imagine, Saddle Tramp, and Eagle Creek. The Artist of the Year Award can be given to any disciplined artist, including visual, performing, or creative writing, who are emerging or at a midway point in their artistic endeavors. This is a cash award of $500. Funding for the Northwest Artist of the Year comes from the McKnight Foundation. 3 awards are given each year to recognize artists and arts advocates within our 7-county region who stand out in terms of artistry or volunteerism in the arts. Of the Year award winners were nominated by area residents. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of the following: Jason Lee Anchondo, 28, no address listed for driving after cancellation; Christopher Jamie Turpin, 49, abort for first-degree DUI; Marie Ann Reynolds, 38, of Boston for domestic abuse. On the obituary desk on this Thursday morning, Eleanor Ellie A. Barnes, 90, of Boarhead, Minnesota, formerly of Borup, Minnesota, passed away on Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at River Point Assisted Living in Moorhead, Minnesota. Eleanor Ellie Ann Barnes was born on July 12th, 1933, to Axel and Hulda Hansen Headland. Ellie was born and raised in Borup, graduating from Borup High School. Ellie married Hartzell Barnes on September 9th, 1951, at Winchester Lutheran Church in Borup. Hartzell passed away in 2007. Ellie resided in Borup until she was in her 70s, when she then moved to Moorhead. Ellie is survived by her children, Carolyn Saffenbend of Moorhead, Minnesota, Richard and Butch Barnes of Georgetown, Texas, grandchildren, Dustin Dusty Wold, Amber Wold, and Brandy Barnes, 1 great-grandchild, Kaylee Ann Wold, many nieces, nephews, and great-nieces and great-nephews, and the many school children that she has served throughout the years. She is preceded in death by her husband, Hartzell, parents, Axel and Hulda, her 5 siblings, 2 brothers and 3 sisters, son-in-law, Rick Santelman, daughter-in-law, Connie Barnes, and grandson, Austin Barnes. Funeral service for Eleanor Ellie A. Barnes We'll be at 2 p.m. on Friday, April 26, 2024, at Winchester Lutheran Church in Bordeaux, Minnesota. Visitation at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th, at Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada, Minnesota, with a prayer service to begin at 6:30 p.m. Interment will be at Winchester Lutheran Cemetery in Bordeaux. And arrangements with Frederickson Ganji Funeral Homes of Ada and Halstead, Minnesota. And the flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Army today is in honor of Frank Arvidson, who was born in 1897 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1918 and was discharged in 1919. Frank Arvidson died on this date in 1978 in Crookston at the age of 81. Now let's go ahead and take a look at our weather. We'll start things off. We do have a hazardous weather outlook as we take a look here. This is for portions of west central and northwest Minnesota for today and tonight. Increasing southeast winds combined with afternoon relative humidity percentages in the upper 20s to low 30s will lead to elevated fire weather conditions today. On the bright side, Friday through Wednesday of next week, the probability for widespread hazardous weather is low and no spotter activation not anticipated, rather. As we take a look at our full forecast starting with today, this afternoon, mostly sunny, a high near 73 degrees, but breezy. South winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusty near 40 miles per hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers after 2 a.m., increasing clouds, a low around 48 degrees, breezy, south-southeast winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusty near 35 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. The rain is going to head our way tomorrow, though. Showers with thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m. for Friday. Temperature falling to around 50 degrees by 3 p.m., and it'll still be breezy as well. South-southeast winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusty near 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain for Friday, 90%, with new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Friday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 44 degrees, east winds 15 miles per hour, becoming north-northeast after midnight. The winds could gust near 20 miles per hour, so they'll die down a little bit there. Chance of rain on Friday night, 90%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half of an inch possible. Moving into the weekend, Saturday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m. Cloudy, a high near 52 degrees and breezy. North winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusty near 40 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 60% for Saturday. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 35 degrees. Breezy, north winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusty near 35 miles per hour. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 50 degrees. East-northeast winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting near 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, showers are likely, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 36 degrees. Northeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 60%. Next week, Monday, 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 52 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 37 degrees. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly sunny, a high near 68 degrees. Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy, low around 42. And then Wednesday of next week, a 20% chance of showers, sunny, a high near 70. So we'll be pretty close to average temperature-wise Friday through Monday, and then we'll start to warm back up Tuesday and into Wednesday. Again, it can be windy, rainy over the weekend. Not really a great forecast, but at the same time, it's needed. We're not really going to complain about the rain too much because we definitely could use some more moisture. So, but we'll keep you updated on the sports scene of things because obviously the Jim Karn Baseball Classic scheduled for Friday and Saturday here in Crookston with this rain could definitely obviously have some issues there, some changes. Let's look at your full forecast, though. Let's take a look at our KROX Weather Almanac for this Thursday, April 25th. The morning low since midnight is 43 degrees. The sun did rise at 6:19 a.m. We'll set at 8:30 p.m. for 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. The morning, let's see here, probably the record temperature for April 25th is 1891. Back-to-back days, we've had record highs from that year. This time, it's 87 degrees. So we're warm today, but we're not going to get that warm. And 1958 has the record low of 15 degrees. A year ago, we were a little below the averages. We had a year ago high of 52 degrees, a year ago low of 30 degrees, with the averages for today being the average high of 59 degrees, the average low was 35 degrees. And yesterday, we had a high of 66 degrees and a low of 27 degrees. Right now, downtown Crookston, we are at 66 degrees under, well, actually mostly cloudy skies. We have winds out of the south at 24 miles per hour, gusting to 32 miles per hour, humidity at 40%, and that continues to slowly drop. And our barometric pressure also slowly dropping 29.92 inches as this low pressure system moves into the area. So, again, 66 right now. We're looking for a high near 73 for today. That's been a look at your weather, and that's been a look at your noontime news. Again, the noontime news today brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Riverview Health, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the Noontime News right here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.